boys and girls, I just want you to stay where you are this morning. I'm just going to share a couple of thoughts with you. A question I want to ask at the very beginning. What can we give to the Lord Jesus? You know, the Mark chapter 12, verses 141 to 44 is going to give us the answer this morning. But what can we give to the Lord Jesus? Not only the boys and girls here this morning, but the mums and dads and everybody else as well. You know, in Mark chapter 12, we're told the story. The Lord Jesus was sitting in the temple with some of his disciples. And you know, they were watching as people were putting money into the treasury or into the collection box, whatever you want to call it. And you know, the Bible says that there were many people there who were rich and they were putting in lots of money. You can see the picture there. There's two people and they're putting some money into the treasury, which was very beneficial to the work that was going on there. Do you know, boys and girls, there was also very rich people. And you know, this rich man here wasn't just putting money into the treasury, but he held his hand up high and he wanted everybody to see what he was putting into the treasury. And there were gold coins and there were silver coins. He was putting lots of money in there. And the Lord Jesus and his disciples were watching. And you know, just after this rich man had passed on, there was a poor widow woman, the Bible tells us. And she had only two little coins. And she took the two little coins and she bent over and she dropped the two little coins into the box, into the plate, the treasury. The Lord Jesus turned to his disciples and here's what he said. That poor widow woman has given more than everybody else. I'm sure the disciples looked at the Lord Jesus and maybe they scratched their head and said to themselves, what do you mean? But sure, look at those rich people that put in plenty. There was lots of money getting in. And this woman here, she's only put in two little coins. The Bible says there were two mites. And you know, boys and girls, two mites wasn't worth very much in those days. It probably looked like that there. She mightn't even have had a purse for herself, but she had two little coins. I'm sure all of us like bars of chocolate and stuff like that. I would say those two little mites probably wouldn't have bought any more than a bar of chocolate or maybe a loaf of bread or something like that there. This poor widow woman hadn't got very much. But I'm going to read to you what the Bible says. In verse 44, for they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was saying to his disciples, you see this poor widow woman, she has given all that she had. Those rich people who put in plenty of money, well, they've still got plenty left. They've plenty in their pockets, they've plenty at home, and so it goes on. But you see that poor widow woman, she's nothing left. All she had was those two little coins, two little mites, and she has given all that she had. Indeed, she has given everything. Not a lovely story, boys and girls. A poor widow woman had only two little coins, and she gave everything into the treasury to God. You know, that reminds me of someone, boys and girls, who gave everything for us. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever or whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that he gave his only Son. He gave everything that he had. That boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandas and others as well, could have their sins forgiven. And boys and girls in the church here, you know very well that there's only one way to be saved. There's only one way to have your sins forgiven. There's only one way to be sure that you're going to heaven. And that way is to come through the Lord Jesus and put your trust in him and be sure that you're ready for heaven. You know, maybe there's a boy or girl here this morning. Maybe there's a mum or dad here this morning. You're asking the question, what can I give to the Lord Jesus? You know something? Bible tells us that we can give him our sinful hearts. Maybe there's someone here this morning and the Lord's been speaking to you. God's been speaking to you and you want to give something to the Lord Jesus and you're not a Christian. Boy and girl, you're not a Christian. You've never trusted in the Savior and yet you want to get saved. Why not give him your sinful heart? Why not give him your sinful heart and tell him that you're sorry for your sins? You're sorry for all the wrong things that you've done, all the bad things that you've done, all the blunders that you've made in your life. You're sorry for everything. And thank him for dying on the cross for you. And ask him to forgive you and to come into your life and to cleanse you and to take your sin away and to give you a clean heart. Here's a little girl here, and that's what she did many years ago. She told the Lord she was sorry for her sin. And she asked the Lord Jesus to forgive her and to cleanse her, to come into her life and to be her Savior and to be her friend. Maybe boys and girls, or maybe there's someone else here this morning, and you are a Christian. You're wondering to yourself, what can I give to the Lord Jesus? I'm already saved. I'm already sure that I'm going to heaven. What can I give to the Lord Jesus? Friends, this morning, boys and girls, this morning, why not give him your life? Why not say, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. Whatever you want with my life, if you want me to go to the mission field, if you want me when I grow up to do whatever, just whatever you want for my life, take my life. And take everything that I have. And you take control and be Lord of all of my life. Boys and girls, the Lord not only wants your heart, the Lord wants your life this morning. Maybe there's someone here this morning. Maybe it is a boy or girl. Maybe it's a grown up this morning. And you're asking the question, well, how can I have my sins forgiven? How can I get right with God? How can I be sure that I'm going to heaven? How can I have a clean heart? Well, the answer is very clear in God's word. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, we read, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Boys and girls, what can we give to the Lord Jesus? Give him our sinful hearts. Tell him we're sorry. Ask him to forgive us, to come into our lives and to cleanse us and to make us his children. And if you're a Christian, what can you give to the Lord Jesus? Give him your life. Make him Lord of your life. Let him have his way in your life. Let him take complete control of your life to guide and direct every footstep, every detail, every aspect of your life, that your whole life might be pleasing to him. If you're not saved and you're not sure what to do, here's the answer. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe with all of your heart. And the Bible says you'll be saved and you'll be fit for heaven. May God bless his word to our hearts this morning.